You are listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM. Now, a man who I don't think gets any sleep at all is our very own Mark Wigmore, who hosts The Oasis, heard each and every weekday from 3 until 7 here at the new Classical FM. And Mark has a podcast. It's in its second season. It's called Art at the End of the World, and it is being supported by us here at the new Classical FM, part of our Zoomer podcast network. And Mark is in the studio right now because the first episode launches today.
I'm pretty excited about it.
I guess you should be.
Yeah. Yes, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, guys.
When do you sleep? Because you do everything. I mean, you do the show. You're out at concerts all the time. You're doing this podcast. I know you're involved in other things. When do you get, like, 2-3 hours?
I saw two concerts this weekend. I went to see the TSO Mozart Requiem, which was unbelievable.
Right. I bet.
So beautiful. And then went to The Barber of Seville
good heavens.
Yesterday, which was great.
Nice. There's a contrast.
That's true. That's true. Mozart definitely left his comedic operas behind when he went to Requiem.
Right.
But no, this is a podcast I started a year ago.
Right.
It was right before I started here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was really excited to do it and do something completely from the ground up where I had, you know, the reins and was able to sort of envision what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And that was to speak to the artists that I love about not only their craft and what they do, but about how they're feeling in this difficult moment where culture is changing and politics are on everybody's mind.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. All the time we're shaken with the anxieties of everything that's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. How are our artists reflecting this moment?
Mm-hmm.
And so we try not to be too heavy-handed about it. Mainly it's a celebration of this person's artistry and their life and what they've done and how they got there. Mm-hmm. But also I want to find out, hey, how are you dealing with this? Or is your art reflecting that, whether that be with theater or music or in the movies or what have you. So that was the idea behind it. We did 10 episodes, and now we're back with another 10 episodes starting today.
That's
What happened? Did the stars just align for you with regard to this podcast and the whole idea for it? It's a big project.
It is. You're right. And I was walking down the street, and I think I was just feeling a bit down. It was right around this time last year, and I was thinking, gosh, it's a tough moment right now. This is so difficult. If you look at the news, it's a kind of a hot cup of sadness each and every day. And you say to yourself, well, I'd like to do something. What can I do to contribute? I'm just this guy who talks on the radio. And so I thought, I love to talk to people. I think I can have a conversation with some of these people. And so that's what we did. We had people like Cameron Bailey from TIFF. We had musicians, Britta Johnson, the up-and-coming playwright. Those were the type of people in season one. And season two, we're just so thrilled with the roster. Alexandra Strelitzky today,
she is quite a success story because she is, and I can tell you because I host the program, the only artist that I know of who's claimed the number one spot on the Zoomer's Choice Classical Charts on 3 separate occasions with the same album.
I know. Came out
That's
in
amazing.
2018. You can imagine when I got here, she was on the top 20 chart. Today, she's on the top 20 chart.
It
really speaks to the you know, the popularity of this record. Obviously, it was picked up by film and Hollywood and so on and so forth. It's been put into movies, into TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, she just became this sort of character that I learned about here, playing her music, but also her success in Hollywood, her touring success, 15 million streams.
Unbelievable.
The emotion she's able to convey with that recording. And I just thought, here's a person I'd really like to talk to. She's sort of this moment. And that's why she's her first episode.
Well, why don't we have a little clip?
Yeah, this is a mid-conversation, and we're talking about Inscape is the name of the recording. It's like we say, it's been on the top 20 chart for forever, and just talking about how those emotions that she puts forth with her music, how it's connected with people.
Now I get a lot of feedback from people, very touching messages associated with parent dying, an illness, or just memories, or just giving birth to my music, or making a kid fall asleep to it. So it's always very, you know, human-oriented stories. And so I could see that for some reason my emotions are reaching out to other people's emotions. I mean, it's very precious things that people are telling me. So I have to be careful about
it's the big events of their lives.
It's the huge events of their lives. I mean,
you
can't say bulls to somebody telling you, my dad died this weekend and he died listening to Changing Winds and we had helped our family to have some hope. I mean, you have to be human.
Yeah.
And so I reflect on this.
Wow.
There's a moment from the podcast talking about how the effect of this record on her listeners and her fans. And yeah. I'm a fan, and so I'm so thrilled that Alexandra is their first guest of 10 over the next 10 weeks.
Wow. How long does it take you to put together an episode?
Well, you have to think about who you want, and then you have to try and book them. That usually takes a long time.
I've had
some people in the queue for a year.
Sure, wow. I bet.
And then it's all the research, it's putting it together, and then sitting down with the person, editing it all, putting together all the, you know, in this particular episode, we play quite a bit of her music and out, so that takes a bit of work. And then, yeah, all the back end and making sure people know about it on social media and on the computer and what have you, on the website, so... It is a bit of an effort to give birth to even one episode. Yeah,
but it's really such a great idea if all these people are supporting it and find a human emotional outlet through her and through her work, then it's important to be telling people and to be talking about it.
I think so. I think artists are the ones who create empathy in the world and hold a mirror to our world. And so to be able to, of course, I've had a ton of support and people are now really wanting to be on it. I just had a request to have Kevin Hearn from the Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, nice.
And he has an incredible story that I'm going to talk about this afternoon on the show.
Right.
Where he's picked up a Norvel Morisot painting and it's turned out to be this, the beginnings of an international crime ring.
He's
going to tell this story today on the show, but I think I'm going to put him on the podcast as well. So it's great. Just an influx of support. I think the conversations are there's a lot to glean from them, and I hope that people enjoy them. They are going to be available at classicalfm.ca, of course, but everywhere you buy, you don't need to buy, it's all for free. Yeah. Everywhere you pick up podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, just about anywhere you can download or stream a podcast.
Well, it's fantastic. I look forward to hearing all 10 episodes, and keep it going, man.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you guys having me on. Art at the End of the World. You can search for it that way, or you can search for my name, Mark Wigmore, as you're surfing through podcast land.
It's been a pleasure.
Right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Mark Wigmore, ladies and gentlemen. His podcast, Season 2 of Art at the End of the World, debuts today. As Mark said, you can find it wherever you find podcasts, etc. And as well, I mean, don't forget to tune into the man himself. This afternoon and every afternoon at 3 o'clock as he accompanies you on your drive home on the Oasis from 3 until 7 right here at the new Classical FM.